You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So yesterday, Zoe had her sinus surgery.
Yeah.
This is Gretchen's daughter, my stepdaughter, and she didn't take very long. I mean, really, from the time they got there to the surgery center until they were back home was 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, not bad at all. They knew and what they were doing includes, while they were in there.
Yeah, that includes, you know, the check-in, the prep, the everything, the recovery afterwards, driving there, driving back. I mean, that's fast.
Mm-hmm.
We've come such a long way.
Yeah, lasers, man. It's all lasers.
So both of her tonsils were ripped out, sinus work done.
She keep them?
No.
Oh, they have to keep them.
I forgot to ask. Like an idiot. I should have asked.
Has to keep them.
Anyway, so she's playing the part of
recovering. She gets that pass for at least a week, I would say.
Well, it's actually a little bit more than that because they said it actually gets worse after five or six days.
2 weeks then. She gets two weeks to milk it.
Yeah. I was this close, like, because Tuesday night in our neighborhood is when the trash barrels have to go out trashing and recycle. And I was this close to going up to her room last night and saying, hey, you got to roll those trash barrels out, you know.
Let's go. Choppy, choppy.
Oh, but I didn't. That went on at Mi Casa. What about you? What's going on?
Kudos to my sweet knickknack that she let me go to bed last night at, I think it was like 7:30 at the latest. I was just tired yesterday. I was tired and grumpy. And she's like, you just go to bed. I've got the kids. Get some sleep. I know you're exhausted. And I slept. And I was having the weirdest dreams last night. One of which was about you, DT. You were running some sort of British pub reality show that weren't telling anybody about, but we were happened to be on vacation. We wandered in. The cameras were rolling. You were there. There was singing. The restrooms had a single toilet, and it was like the size of a kiddie pool, which was really weird.
Huh.
And speaking of your stepdaughter, she was there, and she kept taking my Nintendo Switch and throwing it into said kiddie pool toilet.
Wow.
And I was
getting so mad.
I don't know what any of this means at all, but I just thought it was funny because you were like, so surprised to see us when we walked in. You're like, I wasn't telling anybody that I was doing this. This is not for you to know about.
I know which British pub it would be if
really?
I could. It would be the Woolpack Inn.
Is it a good one?
Which is in Chilham,
okay.
Which is just outside of Canterbury in England.
It's real dark, rich mahogany. Is it a lot of wood?
Here's what I can tell you about it. The pub, the Woolpack Inn, opened about 10 years before Columbus sailed to the New World.
Oh, my God.
So it has been in operation since like the 1480s, I want to say.
Is this going to be so trippy if I look it up? And
oh, that would blow my mind.
It says it's temporarily closed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
There's social distancing there.
Really similar to my dream.
Was it?
Very similar type look, type feel, even the outside of it.
You know, we get all impressed here in the United States when a business says, we've been around for 40 years. And we're like, wow, they've been open for 40 years. The Woolpack Inn has been open since the 1400s. And when you go in, there is a little sign thing on the wall that lists the years, the owner during those years, and who the reigning monarch was at that time.
Wow, so
and
it's old.
It goes for like 540 years showing the names of all the owners.
That's pretty darn incredible.
And that's the one I would pick, Jeremy.
I like
it. You're invited. Hey, you know what? Drinks on me, buddy.
All right, let's do it. Just watch out for that toilet. It was massive.
They do say that the whole pandemic has caused people to have very vivid dreams, and so there you are.
It was a lot. I mean, that was one of, I would say, easily five or six last night that jolted me awake. I mean, another one, I was in a riot-type situation. There was another one where I had, like, fallen off a ladder because I was working on the house. A work one. It was just like everything that was kind of going on right now, I was having dreams about. And I was like jolted awake easily three, four, five times last night. So, yeah, very vivid dreams. And I don't know if it was because I did go to bed so early, so I was actually getting good, deep sleep last night. I was in that REM mode and my mind was working. But man, it felt good to get some sleep. So,
have you ever worn one of those little, like a Fitbit device, but the ones that track your sleep? You should try that. Gretchen has one, and she let me borrow it one night. She goes, "Let's see, you know, actually how you are sleeping now that we've moved."
Yeah.
Because that was the whole idea behind the move. And it was really fascinating because it has a little app attached to it. So when you wake up the next day, you can see, you know, allegedly all the times that you were in REM sleep, mm-hmm. when you were in a deep sleep, when you were light sleep, when you were awake. You can see
that,
all
actually,
of that.
Because my sleep,
pretty interesting.
My sleep has gone downhill quite a bit, I would say, in the past year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Something's changed, and I am not sleeping well.
Dude, I told you that there is a house like 2 miles from me that you would love.
You told me about that garage.
That's
tempting.
Right.
It's like a 5 or 6 car garage.
Yeah, huge. And an RV parking space.
Oh, I'm packing my bags. Give me some of that rim.